As I always am when faced with an exciting or unexpected result, I was soon plagued by doubts. I looked for any possibility that what we saw could be wrong. Perhaps someone had used glue produced from cowhide to treat the bones at some point, and we were seeing mtDNA from a cow. No, we immediately checked cow mtDNA, which others had already sequenced, and found that it was very different. This new mtDNA sequence was clearly close to the human sequences, yet it was slightly different from all of them. I began to believe that this was, indeed, the first piece of DNA ever extracted and sequenced from an extinct form of human. We opened a bottle of champagne kept in a fridge in the lab's coffee room. We knew that if what we were seeing was really Neanderthal DNA, enormous possibilities had opened up. It might one day be possible to compare whole genes, or any specific gene, in Neanderthals to the corresponding genes in people alive today. As I walked back home through a dark and quiet Munich, I'd had too much champagne to drive, I could hardly believe what had happened. Back in bed, I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about Neanderthals, and about the specimen whose mtDNA, it seemed, we had just captured.